This is Abe Kiyos recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Vav Amid Aleph. So we're going back now to the Mishnah, which said that a Ezu Katan, what is the example of a Katan who is pater from Re'ia? Kol She'enu Yachol Lirkov Al Ksefo Shel Avin. Someone who cannot ride on his father's shoulder. Right? So that was Machlokes Beishamai Beisil. That was the Shita Beishamai. And Beisil held that it was talking about someone who could not walk under his own power while holding onto his father's hands. So this is says, it specifically says over there, we're talking about from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis. So he doesn't have to walk terribly far. So, and we're assuming not everybody lived in Yerushalayim those days. So Maskevel Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira has the following kasha. Now we're going over to Daf Vav Amid Aleph. So Va'ad Hacha Man Asiye, until now, until this point, who brought him? Meaning, where? How did the kid get all the way from wherever he lived till Yerushalayim, that now the only challenge he has left is to be schlepped up to the Har HaBayis? So Amalei HaBayis, HaBayi answers, no, Ad Hacha Demachai Ve'imei B'Simcha Aisisei Imei. Right? His mother is also Chayiv in the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and therefore she had to come to Yerushalayim to partake in the Yantif together with her family so that she could be Yotzei Simchas Yantif. So obviously the husband and the wife brought their entire family. It's not like they could have left the kid, the little kid behind. So Mikan ve'elachim yachol alos v'lechos v'yadah shel abim Yerushalayim v'harabayis chayev v'ilo pater. And from here on in, the question becomes, is the kid able to walk? And this now we're switching over to Beis Hillel Shita now. Is the kid able to hold on to his father's hand and walk from wherever they're staying in Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis? Meaning, is it important? Yisod. The whole family had to be Ola to Yerushalayim to spend the Yantif together. And it was the question then, only those who are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah had to go actual to the actual Beis HaMikdash itself. Heshiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel Adivrei Beis Shammai. So Rebbe, he gave a teretz on behalf of Beis Hillel to the Kasha of Beis Shammai. So wait a second. B'chana lo olsa. Did Chana not go up? Meaning Chana went to the Mishkan every time. So Ki Amra Le'isha, because she said to her husband, Ayigam El Hanar Ve'evi Yasiv. Right? So until the child is weaned, then I will bring him up. Meaning, so Chana didn't go up, meaning, I didn't explain it right. In the story of Shmuel, Chana, yes, she would go with Elkanah and Penina originally to the Mishkan, but then it says that when Shmuel was born, she waited till he was 3 years old, and then she brought him, and she said, I'm not going back to the Mishkan until he's three. Shmuel, the Yachalirkov Aksepo Shalabim Haya. He says, yeah, but how old was Shmuel? He was 3 years old. I imagine he had enough body control at that point that after he was a toddler already, he could have ridden on his father's shoulders in order to get to the Mishkan. So Amar Le Avua, so his father, meaning either this question of how you read this, Avua's father or Abaye is perhaps who was talking about. Ulatameich, so according to your kasha, according to your raya against Beis Shammai, so tikshilach, chana gufa, milo machayev b'simcha. So you should ask, wasn't chana chayev in mitzvah simcha siyantiv that she would have had to go up with the whole family? Ela chana me nafkusa yeserta chaz yebei Kishmuel, sorry. Chana saw specifically that Shmuel was very, I read it wrong. Mafnekusa yiserta chazye bei bishmuel. She saw that Shmuel was an extreme mafunak. She saw that he was a very, very delicate child. And she was afraid that Shmuel would get weakened by the trip, and therefore she didn't make the trip because she was taking care of him. So Beis Shammai would have answered, had Shmuel been around, that then he was close enough that he could have ridden on his father's shoulders to the Mishkan, he would have done so. But he was nowhere around there. He wasn't near Shiloh. He was in Ramah. He was in Ramathaim Tzofim, however you want to say the name of the place that where they were from. And therefore, he wasn't able to ride his father's shoulders. So it's not a ride against Beis Shammai. So boy, Reb Shimon asked the following Shaila. So Katan Chiger Ledivrei Beis Shammai. What if the Katan can't walk, according to Shitas Beis Shammai? The Suma Ledivrei Shnei. Well, what if the kid is blind, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Mahu, what's the din in such a case? meaning a blind kid can ride on his father's shoulders, and a kid who can't walk can ride on his father's shoulders. So heichidami. So how is this? So what is the case? Ilema b'chigir sheino yachol esfashed. If the kid is paralyzed and he's never going to be able to walk, the suma sheino yachol espateach, and or a kid is actually blind and he's never going to get better. So hashda gadol pater katan mibay. So there's no shaila. Of course he's pater, because even if he would be an adult, he'd be pater. So what, he'd be machanech him for something he's never going to be chayiv in anyway. So lo tzricha b'chigir sheyachol espate. So he says it's talking about that he's temporarily sick. He'll get better. Just right now he's sick. So what's the din in such a case? Amar Abaye, kol heicha de gadol mechayev midaraisa katanami mechanchel ne midarabanan. Kol heicha de gadol pater midaraisa midarabanan katanami pater. If the kid would have been chayev had he been a gadol min haTorah, so then we would teach him mitam mitzvah chinuch to do it as a katan, but if he would be pater as a gadol, then he would be pater as a katan as well, and therefore you have to cheshbon. Would he have been chayev in such a case had he been a gadol? Fine. Now moving along, Beishamai Omer Ariyab Shtei Kesef. Right, so Beishamai Shita is that you're supposed to spend more money to ma'a on the Olas Ri'ya, which you don't eat from, and then you spend one ma'a on the Karban Chagiga. Whereas Beis Hillel held just the opposite. You're supposed to spend one ma on the carbon ola, whereas you're supposed to spend, which you don't eat from, and two ma on the carbon chagiga, which you do eat from. So Tana Rabbanan, we have the following brisa. Beis Shammai Omrim, Hara'iya Shtei Kesev HaChagiga Ma Kesev. You spend twice as much on the ola as you do on the chagiga, which is the shlamim. Shehara'iya ola kula legavoa. Because you're going to burn the ola sri'iya on the mizbech. Which you're not going to burn it, it's only partially burned on the Mizbeach, and some of it's given to the Kohanim, and some of it's eaten by the Bailam, the majority of it's eaten by the Bailam. So Zva'od, Matzinu Ba'atzeres, Deriba Bahen, Akasav Ba'olos, Yosem Yibishlamim. And if you look on Shavuos, there are more carbon olas that are brought, more so than the carbon shlamim that are brought. So we see that you're supposed to bring more carbon olas. If you want to spend more money, spend it on the carbon ola, not on the shlamim. Be'silol Omrim, now Hara'iya Ma'akesav Chagiga Shtei Kesav. So he says that you're supposed to spend double on the carbon chagiga. So he says, why? Shechagiga yeshna lifnei hadibur. Masha'in kein beri'ya. So he says that the psukim that commanded the Jewish people to bring a carbon shlamim were commanded before the Aseres Hadibros were given, before Hashem revealed himself to us. Rashi points out that this is based on a concept of imukdam al-ochar ba-Torah, that even though if you look in the way it's spelled out in Parshas Mishpatim, that first you had the Aseres HaDibros, then you had the way they were told to bring the carbon shlamim, but nevertheless, he says that this is a big machlokes. Rashi and the Ramban and their Pirush al HaTorah, did this happen before or after? So Rashi is assuming that the Gemara understands that this came before the Aseres HaDibros were actually read. Hashem came for Re'iyah, and Re'iyah were only chayef to bring the carbon ola because it was commanded at Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah, we were already commanded to bring carbon shlam. Ve'od matzinu, ve'od, and furthermore, matzinu b'nesiyim, sheribu enakasa b'shlamim yosim ba'olos. We find by the Nesiyim that they brought more carbon shlamims than they did it bring carbon olas. That was in last week's parsha. That they brought more, if you cut all them up, there was more carbon shlamims than carbon olas. My time lo amrik beishamai. So why doesn't Hillel like beishamai's arguments? The ka'amrik re'iya adifa de ola kula gavoa. So you're gonna say why it's better to bring a carbon ola than to bring a shlamim because it gets burned on the mizbech. Adarav chagiga adifa de ispu shtei achilos. Chagiga is better because it gets eaten by two parties, meaning it gets eaten by a kaddish baruch and by human beings. The ka'amrik neilaf me'atzeres. So he says, we should learn out from the carbonos of Shavuos. No, dan in carbon yachim, carbon yachim, and dan in carbon yachim, carbon sibur. Shavuos is the carbonos that are brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael by the Kohanim. This is a special carbon that every individual Jew brings, and therefore we're not going to learn out from Shavuos onto the Oles Re'iya and the Chagiga. So what's the counter argument that Beis Shammai would put against Beis Hillel? So you're going to say, well, we were commanded in Karban Shlomim first before Aseres HaDibros. So it's not true. Karban Ola also came first. So we have people bringing Karban Ola before Matan Torah as well. And and you're going to say Nalef Minasiyim. We should learn out from the end of Parshas Naso, where the Minasiyim brought all these Karbonos Shlomim. So Dan and Davra Noeg Ladaris, Midavra Noeg Ladaris, Midan and Davra Noeg Ladaris, Midavra Shino Noeg Ladaris. So he says that was a one-time event. We're not going to use that as a prototype to learn for all generations. And therefore, we're going to learn from Shavuos, which is every single year, as opposed to the Chanukah Samizbeach, which was a one-shot deal. So Beisila says, what's the story that he says just the Korban Chagiga was considered to be before the Aseret? There was the Chsiv. Yizbuchu Zvachim, right? Shlamim. So he says they shechted Korbanos Shlamim. So Re'ianami. Haksiv, it says in the same exact pasuk, Vayalu Olos, and that's what Beishamai's response was. The Karban Ola also preceded Matan Torah. So what are you talking about that they only brought Karban Shlomim before Matan Torah? They brought Karban Ola also before Matan Torah. So Kasabri Beisilel understood that pasuk as saying, Ola Shekri Yisrael Bamidbar Olos Tamid Have, the Karban Ola that the Jewish people brought when they were in the midbar, that was talking about the Korban Tamid. It wasn't talking about a special Korban Ola for Olas Riyya. Ube Shamai Sabri, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael, but midbar Olas Riyya. He says, no, that was an Olas Riyya. That was not an Olas Tamid. That was not the Korban Tzibur. That was an individual Korban Olas Riyya, just like now. Samar Abaye says, Be Shamai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shmal, Kulus Rilu, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael, but midbar Olas Riyya. So this is not just Beis Shammai Shita. This is also Rabbi Elazar Shita and Rabbi Shmuel Shita. They all hold the same thing, that it was an Olas Riyah. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Kulos Riyah, Olas Shikrivo, Beis Yisrael Bamidbar, Olas Tamid Have. And Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosef Glili, they all hold that we're talking about the Karban Tamid. Beis Shammai. So now we're just going to go through where we see that all these dais amongst the Tanaim. So at least we'll get started with it because we didn't finish the Amid yet. Beis Shammai Hadano. We already said where Beis Shammai gets it from. Rabbi Shmuel. Where do we know? How do we know Rabbi Shmuel holds simply the Tanya? Rabbi Shmuel Omer Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. The rules of the Torah were said at Har Sinai, meaning it wasn't just the Aseres Hadibros, but we were given all the details and all the general klalim as to how we're supposed to, all the general rules, excuse me, as to how we're supposed to bring karbanos. Upratos ba'ol moed, and then when Hashem wanted to explain all the small details, He taught it to Moshe Rabbeinu to explain. I mean, we knew there was going to be this mitzvah, and then Hashem gave the rest to Moshe Rabbeinu a little later. Rabbi Kiva, klal upratos nemar b'Sinai, right? Rabbi Kiva says everything was given at Har Sinai. V'nishnu ba'ol moed, and then it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu in the ol moed. V'nishtal shel arvos moed, and then it was repeated another time in the arvos moed when Moshe Rabbeinu was given this teaching three times. Yisal gadayt olos sheikriv Yisrael b'midbar olos tamid have. So if you think that that Rabbi Shmuel shita is that they brought the carbon ola was the carbon tamid. So mi ika mi di mei kari lo boy hefshit mini tuach umsof boy hefshit mini tuach. Have you ever heard of a korban that you didn't need to skin the korban and cut it into pieces first, and then later on you needed to skin and cut it into pieces? Meaning, if they only got the general concepts and only later did they learn that you're actually supposed to bring it. So that would require that they did hefshit and nituach on the Korban Tamid before Matan Torah was given. They didn't even know the halachas yet, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So it must be that it was referring to the Korban Olas Re'iyah, which did not require such detail, and therefore they knew how to do it already before the Aseres HaDibros were given. Okay, so we still need to learn out how we know Rabbi Elazar holds of this shita, that the Korban Ola that they brought was an Olas Re'iyah and not the Korban Tamid, and we'll continue Bezrat Hashem next time.